You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day, this blessed Monday, as we pray at Bethel Encounter. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 14. And remembering our theme for the month, O Lord, my strength. Today we are looking at living acceptably before God. Psalm 19, verse 14, as I read. Blessed living means walking in a way that is acceptable in God's sight. His strength is what enables us to live a life that pleases him in speech, in thoughts, and action. And today we are going to look at some action points that we can work with. The first one is that reveal your weak and ask, were my words and meditations acceptable to God? So it's good to do a weak review. We often do weak reviews for organizations, for offices, regarding our work. But as individuals, it is good to do a weak review to identify where our words and meditations were acceptable or not to the Lord. We read Psalm 26, verse 2. According to God's word, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. So, of course, it is by the Holy Spirit that we can know whether our inner thoughts or words or actions were pleasing to the Lord or not in comparison with God's word as he leads us. Second action that you can do is that set one concrete obedience goal. In certain plenty, you sometimes end up overwhelmed, but you can start with one. And you start with where you can as the Lord helps. It could be forgiving others who have offended you. It could be giving more than when you think you can, and processing these things, sometimes we don't process them thoroughly enough, because sometimes you the moment you think about giving, you think about giving money, but giving your time, giving your talents or support, help, or even advice or counsel, all these things are giving. Seven, etc., etc. So you can search for one area of obedience as an act of pleasing God that you start from there, and then the next week you add on as the Lord leads. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. That whether others are present or not, to the core of our thoughts and our actions, that it will be found pleasing before the Lord. The Lord help us in Jesus' mighty name. Our third action, remember that God's strength is available to help you walk in ways that please him. It becomes a problem when we try to use our own strength. And that is why it's important to start from the point of prayer as the Lord provides strength to move from one stage to the next, or one area to the next. It is God which worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. There are many people who maybe they went to prison because of an act. They are released, they come back, and they do worse, which sends them back to prison. And these statistics have been shared from some communities or related to some communities. And so you realize that as to what to do next, you find all aggressive efforts to keep people bound in prison, not to do certain acts, but then when they are released, you realize that it's even worse. So there must be a change in approach where it is by the help of the Lord. It is by the help of the Lord and as to what to do, which really works, and not to be in a cycle of failure. The Lord help us. So we can never belittle the role of prayer. There's one scripture that I know, which I hold very dear, that the righteous cry out unto the Lord, and he delivered them from all their troubles. Prayer works. It doesn't mean that in a day, if we pray and it hasn't worked, then we give up. Prayer works. And so I'll always encourage that we keep praying, for it is when the Lord has provided help, that is when we have the capacity even to do better than we do. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we move into our prayers for today. The first prayer is from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatsoever ye do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Colossians 3, 23. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me do everything from the heart for you, not for human approval, in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer. You can also pray this prayer in intercession for your colleagues, for your siblings, for everyone who needs this, not just for yourself. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let me do everything that I do heartily, Lord, as unto you. Unto you, Lord, not unto men. In the name of Jesus. Not seeking for human approval, but Lord, seeking for your approval first. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are praying our second prayer, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that he may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are praying, Father in heaven, that's from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. We are praying, Father in heaven, renew my mind so I can prove what is your good, acceptable, and perfect will. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Not only for yourself, Lord, but throughout the ministry for members. Mind renewal. That which is perfect, Lord. Which is the perfect will of God in the name of Jesus. That we prove what is your good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in the name of Jesus. Baya da ba ya 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 da name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. Psalm 118, verse 14. We are praying, Father in heaven, be my strength and song as I live to please you. In Jesus' name, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray. Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. If you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and give your life to him, you'll be saved. You have access to eternal life. So I'm inviting you to say this short prayer after me, submission to the Lordship of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Please have mercy upon me. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I can never save myself except you save me. I surrender my life completely unto you. Lord, please, from today, be my King, be my Lord. Let me be your servant. And grant me, Lord, your Holy Spirit, that by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says, Psalm 37:4. That when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yami pa.
heard us. For every unshed prayer, we give you all the thanks. We give you all the glory. We praise you because you are faithful, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you heard us. And you released us to our strength and grace to live pleasingly before you as blessed children of God. We give you all the glory. We give you praise that all the gifts and prayers and breaks are also answered. We give you all the glory as many things that we are trusting you for. You are able to do them all. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Makora bashada badabayandi. We bless you. We give you all the thanks. In the name of Jesus.
Give your life to Christ in the service. Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us on 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.